More than half of the total members present, and therefore we'll go through that. And I have my handy magnifying glass so I can read the first order of business here, which is the call to order, which we've just done. Welcome, hello, acknowledgements. Glad you're all here. Anybody have anything else to say? We'll go to roll call.
I would just like to acknowledge all the hard people who are working in the fund drive right now. And I mean all the volunteers and the staff who are working in a very hard environment to keep our people afloat. Thank you, Bill.
Okay. And the next item here is roll call. So will you start with that, please?
Ken Aaron?
Here.
Donovan Alexander.
Here.
Rodrigo Arcana. Louis Cabral.
Here.
John Crumsfeld. Martina Juarez.
Here.
Kim Kaufman.
Here.
Fred Punder.
Reasonably happy to be here.
Ali. Sequoia Mercer, Beth Merritt,
here.
Marjorie Murray.
She's coming from a class.
John, and yourself, John.
Present.
John Parker. Rita Poore.
Present.
Leslie Rasford. Summer Reed. Pardon?
Actually, I haven't speak out.
Summer Reed.
Not here yet.
Ramondo Renuto. Rico Ross. Bree Walker. Donna Warren.
Here.
John Wanger.
Here.
Lamont Davis. Somebody standing in for the IGM. And myself.
Okay, and
Leslie Rasford.
Well, we're going to go to the excused absences. I have the four here, and then we have others. I have for excused absences: Sequoia, Olivia, Mercier, John Parker, Leslie Rasford,
yeah,
Rico Ross.
Since we have to vote on that, is there any explanation for the absences? I know that
they asked for excused absence. I think that John Parker had to go to Sequoia has a class. John Parker has a local council meeting. Rico was going to another meeting and would get here late, perhaps in time for the closed session. And Leslie's
out of the state. Okay, thanks.
Are there any other excused absences? No? Any other requests? Okay.
So we have to vote on it, right?
Let's see, there's a motion for excused absences?
Second.
Okay. Moved and seconded for excused absences. All those in favor?
Got it.
Opposed? Any abstentions?
I abstain.
Two abstentions? Okay, the motion passes. And now we're going to go to the double item, approval of the agenda. The second one is an error. It should be approval of minutes. So, approval of agenda and then approval of minutes. Okay, so let's go to the approval of the agenda.
Comments on
that? Yes.
Uh-huh. Yeah, the management reports request policy really should be in there as a motion, and it didn't get transcribed properly, so I'd like to add that motion.
Okay. Where would you add that, John?
Well, right where it is in the agenda here, where it says management reports here.
Sorry.
John, you got to speak up. I'm not following you. Just speak up.
Okay, I'm reading here.
Management report, is that what you're saying? Should it be there?
Let me just read.
Okay.
It got dropped. It should be under unfinished business.
Okay.
On last month's agenda.
All right, unfinished business. So we'll just make that item 6, let's say, under unfinished business. And John, would you state that, please? Just the nature of the motion.
Management reports request policy.
Oh, okay. I think that item 3, I somehow put that up there, management reports. So that was my error there. So that's management. The same as Arbitron motion?
It's not the same as Arbitron.
Okay. Management reports.
Request policy.
Report?
Management reports, plural.
Request
policy.
All right. And yes, Judge?
I would ask that the Chair clarify the first order of business. Secretary, I know I'm confused and some other people are confused as far as last week we changed secretaries. Do we vote for them? What's the problem?
This is going to be a review of motion for Secretary item number 5.
I would propose that at the beginning of the meeting we need to clarify who's the secretary for this meeting so that we can keep an accurate record of when any business takes place.
Well, right now we're working on the agenda, trying to approve the agenda.
I'm asking if that's the added to the agenda.
Okay. So, Okay. Okay. I'm adding it under number 5 for review of motions, LSP secretary, notification, nomination, election.
So we will, just to clarify that, we'll go through the first 5 items before we confirm who our secretary is for this meeting.
Thank you.
Yes.
Does everybody agree with that?
No.
Well, it's not really, let's note Margie Murray has come. To change an agenda item, you do what John Wehner did, which was to make a motion.
We need the secretary up front. We can't go through half a meeting, 5 different issues with no secretary.
We have a secretary. I see our secretary is here.
I'd like to make a motion.
Yeah.
I'd like to make a motion to, as the very first order of business after this, to clarify how we vet the secretary, how we determine who's going to be for the meeting, and we determine who the secretary will be for this meeting.
Second, louder, please. I didn't hear.
The motion that I made was to clarify how we decide who secretary is going to be for a meeting, how they're vetted, and who will be the secretary for this meeting. That's my motion.
Second.
That's okay. The first order of business. I need to clarify that.
Well, you said the order of business after
this approval of agenda.
Well, and approval of minutes.
I think it should go before that.
Okay, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions?
We have our own secretary.
Well, no, okay, we're not debating it. We're just voting on the... Okay. The next order of business, the vote would be, shall we do it by raise of hands?
Okay. One abstention, one no.
All those in favor of moving this item to the agenda next, raise your hand, please. And would you count this? Looks like 9. 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. Okay. Teachers vote. And opposed? 1, 2, 3. And abstentions?
I'm abstaining. Because okay. I missed what it was about.
This was about adding to the...
I don't care. You don't need my vote, right?
Well, just so you understand, just a motion to determine, clarify who the secretary is for this meeting, and that's going to be the next item of business if it's approved. So did you want to abstain, or did you want to join?
No, I'll vote for it.
Okay, so that would be 10 then? 10 and 1. Yes. Any abstentions? Then we have no abstentions? Okay. So the next order of business then is the clarification of who is the secretary.
As long as the agenda is approved. We've got to approve the agenda.
Yeah, let's approve the agenda.
Okay. So that would be the next item. So the approval of the agenda. Okay. So
any objections?
All those in favor of approving the agenda?
Aye.
Those opposed? Yeah. Oh, well, let's get a count, please. We don't need a count there. All those in favor? Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Nay. Abstentions? Okay, agenda has been approved. So now we'll go to the second item here, which is the clarifying of the secretary. Yes, President?
My question is, I was at the governance committee, and we needed some explanation. We had our secretary, his term is going to be over end of July. Why we are coming to change our secretary?
Thank point you. Of information, or point of work?
Yes.
Shouldn't the maker of the motion be allowed to motivate his motion?
Certainly can.
Thank you.
Thank you. Just a moment. The reason I asked the question is at the last month's meeting, I'm not exactly sure of the chain of events, but it seemed that our normal secretary, Doug, was not here, so we appointed one at least pro tem, which was John, who came here again this evening with some lack of clarity whether or not he would be a secretary. I didn't have an answer to that question. I didn't know anyone else that had an answer to that question. Doug's not here at 7:30, a half hour after the meeting. So my question is, do we create a process where we need a secretary for the meeting, someone shows up on time, it's them, and if two guys show up on time, we decide at the beginning of the meeting who it's going to be? Or do we just go with Doug automatically. And Doug's an excellent, excellent secretary. I just want to know, do we have a process or is this random?
Okay, may I ask the gavel to Dutch? In reviewing the activity of last meeting, it's clear that there were some actions by our secretary that were noted in the minutes, if you look at the minutes afterwards. And that's why I believe it would have been more appropriate to have approved the minutes first so we could have something to discuss. But at any rate, the minutes before you, which are not yet approved, indicated there was some activity. And I mentioned at that point, was Doug submitting his resignation? And nobody seemed to think that that was what he was doing. He was simply upset. There doesn't seem to be any process. There was a motion to appoint John Gary as a temporary secretary, secretary pro tem, but there doesn't seem to be any process in place to replace our secretary. As I see it, he's elected. There were two motions that were made. One, to elect a secretary this time, but there's a conflicting motion. That's why in item 5, we'll, I hope, have a chance to review that. There was a motion made back in December that we would advertise for the position in May, which was somehow preempted by this other vote, or at least put on the back burner. And then we would advertise and announce the position availability in July. And that was the motion that was made in December. So I spoke with Doug about the importance of the secretary being here and asked him to please attend the meeting because I consider him to still be the secretary since we don't have a process in place to replace him. And I feel very strongly that it's fine to have an election, but we have an elected officer who has been working on his position and doing what he is doing right now, which is making notes and performing the function of secretary. And I think that given the previous motion from December, by next month we will have an election for a secretary, given that we will advertise it. And once the fund drive is over, we should be able to announce it. And then if we have any people who would want to be nominated, Doug might be renominated, someone else might be renominated, John might be renominated, or nominated, we can proceed there. So I just feel that in fairness, I would want to treat everybody equitably, and people do get upset. Things happen. But it doesn't mean that he lost his position.
Yeah, Mr. Chair, you may have mentioned if you could just repeat briefly if you haven't maybe respond to the question. What was it that this body decided relative to calling for a new secretary some months ago? Did I hear you right? We advertised for a secretary. We by appropriate majority vote, resolved that we were going to be holding an election for a secretary. Can you refresh this member's memory on that point?
The motion came up in the first meeting that was held here, and it was on December 15th, and it was a motion that was made and then modified. Leslie Radford added something having to do with advertising. Sean also made that motion. I sent it to you, and it's in those minutes. Unfortunately, when I printed this, these very tiny minutes, they couldn't get it on 14-inch paper, so the second part of it, which had those motions, is not there. But the motion is here, and I can read it. But basically, while I'm looking for it, it had to do with a process of having the election of the secretary announced, because as the point was made earlier, the term is about to expire, and then that we would have an election in
July. And so we would announce it in May, but then the motion was made to elect the secretary this month. So I felt that because we hadn't addressed it, then it would come back to the board and evaluate that process. But does that answer your question? If I can find it, I will.
I may be still struggling with my own ignorance,
okay.
Why, if we elect a chair, a vice chair, a treasurer, a secretary at the beginning of the year, are we holding elections for a secretary in the middle of the year? Or
let me read what I have here, Fred, and then that may help to clarify, because this is all we have. Motion by Sean Casey O'Brien, whether we should run a card for secretary of the LSB. Amendment to motion by Leslie Radford, reopened in July. Motion to run a card on radio in May to reopen office in July. This is the only information I have here.
And did that address the fact that Mr. Barnett would...
Okay, we're doing that. Sean spoke of Regina. Okay, I'm sorry. So Fred, please continue what you were saying.
Did that motion and its adoption address the fact by implication or explicitly that our secretary at that time, Mr. Barnett was asking to be replaced with the... what voided the election, Doug's election?
I believe that the statement made was that this process...
Mr. Chair, I object. You're having a one-way dialogue with one member, and there are people here who want to speak.
Well, I was trying to answer his question, but if you can address that, that would be fine. Sean, you're next. So
I'm all for the motion as it stands. We should run a cart. We should... let it be put forth and let all the candidates come in. But to save time and get on with this meeting, we should elect a secretary pro tem. And I must say that last month, under very difficult circumstances, Mr. Gary filled in and did a remarkable job, because it was the first meeting after which I received the minutes within a day or two, okay? So I would like to move that we have an election right here, right now, for the secretary pro tem, and then over the next month, once the fund drive's out of the way, we can run the cart and hopefully get a permanent secretary. Thank you.
I saw Terry Goodman's hand up. I'm sorry, Terry.
Yeah.
Let's go to the board and then we'll come to you.
I made a motion.
Second.
Thank you.
You have a second. Okay, so moved and seconded that we have an election for Secretary Pro Tem at this meeting. Will you speak to...
I nominate John Deere.
Wait, we have to have approval of that motion first. Do we have discussion about that motion? Yes, Rafia.
Should we allow Mr. Barnett to finish his term to July? I mean, I wasn't here in the last meeting, but the previous meeting in which finish it off to July, and then everybody and their grandmother could get nominated to be a secretary. So why are we pushing the issue right now to do it now?
Excuse me, please. Let her finish her statement.
Yes, thank you.
All right, you have a point for
He still has to July to finish. And the fact that he was late, excuse me, all of us are late and we don't even show up and have all these excuses is not, for me, I'm not going to put myself in a position to say, I'm sorry you were late once, and I'm sorry you didn't turn in the minutes within 24 hours of the meeting. It's impossible. We're all volunteers and we have a lot of other work. So I say we finish the term and then start with those elections.
Actually, a paid position.
Okay.
Okay.
The paid position finished in July. I stand corrected, and then other people could come in if they're interested in that position.
That's your point of order?
Yeah, which should have taken precedent.
She wants to be a member with speaking.
It's important to clarify there's a discussion, this fifth point on our agenda, where we will talk about the secretary elections, why, where, and how. This motion that I made was to discuss how, so we need to get moving forward with this meeting. Who is going to be the secretary for this meeting? That was my question. That's the only thing we should be addressing right now.
Point of order. We have Sean's motion to elect a temporary secretary, and that's the motion that we are currently discussing. Sean.
Yeah, the reason that Mr. Barnett, there's some concern over Mr. Barnett finishing his term, is there was quite a display of anger given to the body last month towards the end of the meeting, where he got up and screamed at us, I'm not quite sure why, and then stormed out of the room. And I'm sorry, folks, that's not very becoming for a secretary who should at all times be quiet and just take the minutes. Thank you.
I mean, you know, we've been elected to finish our third, and we know it. Suddenly, out of nowhere, you know, we've been facing each other, sometimes, you know, being attacked, not, you know, verbally, physically. They don't come, you know, with the solution to eliminate a board member. He's our secretary, and he has to finish his term by end of July. You remember as the chair last election, there were 5-6 people that applied for this job. We should follow that procedure. That's the only way.
Ken?
What Mr. Merrick said is correct. I mean, if you want to give precedence to Sean's motion to elect a secretary for this meeting, that's fine. I just feel, talking to what Dutch brought up, that rather than make a hard, fast rule, if whoever the secretary is, they show up fine. I think it's in the purview of the chair to say, secretary's not here and assign somebody the duty or get a volunteer to do it. The chair can do that. As I said, the chair has the prerogative to get the meeting to follow and to just assign somebody the duty. So, hold it, please. So I think, speaking to Dutch's thing, I don't think we should go into making a whole procedure. It should just be addressed by the chair at his discretion. And that's all I wanted to say about it. I don't think we should deal with that. But I'm not negating Sean's motion.
Before we call for the question, I think it's very important that at this point we take public comment.
Sir?
Yeah. First of all, I want to point out that the LSD quorum is 13 because there are 25 members, so you achieve quorum at 7:37. Mr. Barnett was already here at that time.
Point of order. When a member is suspended, that member is not counted towards quorum. Thank you.
As to there being no procedure, that's false. Article 7, Section 5 of bylaws say, each local station board shall elect a chair, a vice chair, a recording secretary, and a treasurer, who shall be elected annually at the December meeting of the LSD for a term of 1 year using the instant runoff voting method. Each of these officers shall serve at the pleasure of the LSD and shall have those powers and shall perform those duties as may be prescribed by its LSD. Serving at the pleasure of the LSD means that the LSD may recall their officers at any time. At the last meeting, a motion was made and passed by a proper majority for it to become a special order at this meeting. So it is incumbent upon the LSD to have an election. Mr. Case's motion is in order. Those not wanting to replace Fred Barnett before his term expires should nominate him to the office, and they'll have the opportunity to express their desire at that time.
Public comment?
Yes, sir. Yeah, it seems like what's in order is for Doug to finish his term, and then for an advertisement to go out in regard to seeking nominations and resumes for secretary. And then I also believe that this requires a two-thirds vote for the body to remove an officer of the board. Am I?
There has been some interpretation of at the pleasure of it being a third vote.
That's just your interpretation.
Mm-hmm. So I'm going to pass this over because I put item number 5 on the agenda to address this very issue because we have conflicting motions. One motion asking for us to advertise for the position of secretary and the other motion asking for us to elect.
Point of information.
Let me just finish my point. I'm not sharing it yet. I'm just speaking. So that's why I had number 5 to discuss this at greater depth. Sean?
My motion is just to put up a chair pro tem so we can get on with this meeting. We have now been talking about this for 25 minutes. Why don't we take a vote, get a secretary, and get on with the people's business? Thank you.
We don't accept that at all.
Let's just go in order, and if you raise your hand, I believe, Donna, you were next. Doug wants to take that one, please.
As a member of the public?
Yes.
I spoke last month as a member of the public. I was not secretary that day. The substance of what I was saying was I have delivered an electronic version to the chair every month I've been secretary prior to the meeting. Every month I've been secretary. The substance of what I yelled about last month was that I, for one, do not want to see the minutes passed over on the internet instead of in the public meeting. I think it conflicts with our CPB contract to be doing governance in more than just the chair and the secretary. In other words, the creation of minutes should occur in public. And that's why I constantly and consistently, every month, all months that I've been secretary, delivered an electronic copy to the chair and brought 24 or more copies to that board meeting of the finished minutes, of the draft minutes. Second of all, I don't remember. Okay.
Any other public comment? Yes.
I think it's a little unbecoming that Mr. Sean O'Brien, Casey O'Brien.
I'm sorry, I can't hear you.
I think that it's a little unbecoming that Sean Casey O'Brien shows so much anger on.
Thank you.
Terrence?
Oh, and I forgot to say, in the rules of order, an officer serves and shall replace. So there's no question that Doug is currently the LLT back.
Lawrence?
Yeah, just real quick. I'm going to take the chair to find out if this vote is a two-thirds vote. That's me, why two people would also serve.
Where is Richard? Let's see.
Richard Hawley.
yes. Let me just refer to ask Terry Goodman. So, as I understand it, I believe that it has been maintained that two-thirds vote is required. But this is on parliamentary procedure. Actually, this would be bylaws.
The chair should see what the vote on the special order was.
Yeah.
Because that was, in essence, a recall motion at the last meeting, and it's in the minutes.
It said just to have a vote for the chair. It didn't specify the secretary.
It doesn't say what the vote on that motion was.
Oh, doesn't say what the vote of the motion was. That is why I will again say that if we had approved the minutes first, we'd have official documentation to refer to. But I will look at it now. But you know, it has not been approved, so people may dispute the information in the minutes. But it's the last. I think it's one of the last items. Motion from Reese. That an election for secretary be held at the next meeting. Meeting passed without objection.
That's two-thirds.
Motion passed without objection. So it doesn't specify the vote.
No, I think that was an F. That sounds like an agreement by the LLC to recall the secretary.
Yeah.
But it was not a prohibition of the secretary.
No, absolutely not.
Okay.
Can we just take...
Yeah, according to Robert's rules, it's a pure majority. That's
what
you just said. All right. So, Olivia, not Olivia, let's say who is Donna. Did you want to make a motion? Because you were next.
Me?
Yes.
No, I called questions, but I do want to ask a question.
Okay, well, you have to choose. You have to choose between the two things.
No,
you have to either
I
ask the question or call
the question. Yeah, she called
the
question.
I already called the question.
Okay, so she called for the question.
No discussion.
Then there's no discussion. Now we need a two-thirds vote in order to
set a majority.
To cut off debate. Calling for the question means we're cutting off debate. So we need a two-thirds majority to cut off debate. and move to an immediate consideration of the motion. All those in favor of cutting off debate, please raise your hands.
Yeah.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. Okay. All those opposed. Did your hand stay up? Okay. All those opposed. 1. Abstentions. 1.
2. Maybe.
2. Okay. So we have Fred. Is that okay? 2. Okay. So.
3.
Where's 3?
I'm
sorry.
Point of order. Abstentions don't count in the vote.
That's right.
I'm just noting them.
Okay,
so we have the abstentions. So all those in favor, we have 11 in favor, 1 opposed, and 2, 3 abstentions or 2 abstentions?
Doesn't matter.
2. Okay, so the motion has carried. We'll now move to an immediate vote on the main motion, which is to have an election for the Secretary Pro Tem at this meeting. All those in favor, aye, or raise your hand, please. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. Opposed. 1, 2, 3. Abstentions. Okay, the motion carries. So we will now have nominations for Secretary Pro Tem for this meeting. Sean.
I nominate John Gary.
Thank you.
John Gary has been nominated and seconded as Secretary Pro Tem.
I nominate Doug Barnett.
Do we have a second?
Second.
All right, Doug Barnett has been nominated and seconded. Are there any other nominations for Secretary Pro Tem for this meeting? Are there any other nominations for Secretary Pro Tem for this meeting? Third time. Are there any other nominations for Secretary Pro Tem for this meeting? Hearing none, nominations are closed. We now would go to an immediate vote. It would seem most appropriate that we have a secret ballot. It would seem most appropriate that we have a secret ballot, so I would entertain a motion for a secret ballot or whatever is the will of the body.
I say they
Then
they step outside, we take a voice vote.
Okay, all right. All those in favor of having the two candidates step outside, we take a voice vote, signify by raising your hand. We want the secretary to make notes of what's happened.
No. Okay.
All they got to do is record the vote.
I can vote.
Alan, if we have two good votes, who's going to count it?
Okay, so let's go.
Terry Gibbons.
Are we having anybody? What's happening? We lost our quorum to. Very hard to see. We love our secretary, but pizza.
Well, maybe we could prepare a secret vote while people are getting pizza.
Okay.
Or ballots or whatever.
All right. The will of the body. Preparing a secret ballot and then having Terry Goodman count it.
Thank you.
Would that be acceptable to people?
No.
Preparing
a secret ballot. Objection.
It looks like Dutch Merritt is already preparing.
No objection.
No objections? All right, without objections, then we will prepare
objection, roll call.
Well, there's going to be a secret ballot, so that's okay.
Point of order, all.
Well, so we have a secret ballot now.
Point of order.
Without objection. We had no objection.
Right. And point of order, the bylaws call for SPB voting secret ballots for all offices.
Okay. So Dutch will prepare, and what we'll do at this time is have... we have to go to the approval of the minutes.
We can do that right after the vote.
So all those... Well, while he's preparing them. So all those in favor of approving the minutes as they stand, without objection... All those in favor? Okay. Any opposed? Okay. So we'll say the minutes have been approved. Then. All right. Now let's go to the next order of business, which would be to announce
The only announcement I will make is that we have pizza that's being served, and we have something else on the agenda here. Does anyone else have an announcement, seriously? Because I want to go to the next presentation. Dutch.
Just a reminder, I know it's obvious, but if you have anybody in your neighborhood, friend, family that wants to run for the LSV, this is the final push to get it in. I noticed that the advertisement called for people to get their membership in, their $25, their volunteer hours. It's also important that they gather signatures from existing members. They need to know that. So just encouragement to participate.
John Gary will give you the rest of the minutes.
We also have a personnel committee announcement in unfinished business, which would be an appropriate time for Ollie to make his announcement about personnel committee.
Well, we have it agendized so that we'll have a special slot for it.
It's just following me.
Yeah. The other announcement I wanted to make is that the PNB is going to be considering changes to the bylaws, and they asked if we have a meeting in July, which we do. So we'll be getting that from the PNB to the LSU for input. That's the other announcement I have. Anybody else? All right, then, someone who has been waiting so patiently announces what the LSU is like and appreciates it and is still smiling, Jennifer Kaiser. Jennifer, will you please make your presentation to us, your report?
Okay, do you have any preferred locations?
Entirely on the table.
We want to really see you.
Loud is good. I'll do my best. So I'm bringing my two tools that I usually bring to Master Control during fun drive. That's my calculator and my telephone for communication and to figure out where we are in our goals. As you all know, our fun drive is going very slowly this time. This is the first time in 7 years that I've been at KPFK that we've had to struggle through a fund drive. And we've actually had to adjust our goals because we were not making it. We'll have to adjust our budget as we go along the rest of the year. But that made me look at things, our budget, etc., and other ways that we can develop income streams, revenue streams. So I wanted to come to you tonight to appeal to you to fundraise. This is one of the responsibilities of the local station board. It's in the bylaws. And we need to engage you now actively in this endeavor. Now, I brought along a couple of things that we're working on to give you ideas of what we can do to achieve this. But before I do, I wanted to give you a few figures that I have on the costs of having a local station board and elections, etc. So according to our business manager, one LSC election costs the local station about $60,000. We have had two in the last year and a half. And while we've been very good at fundraising, on doing our on-air fundraisers before, this particular cost is hitting us especially hard. We wouldn't have noticed it before we managed because we always meet our goal. And this was always incorporated into the operation of the station. But now we have to look at everything. This isn't even counting the cost of running a national board meeting, a PNB meeting. And I know that there are those looking at the PNB meetings to see if they can be reduced per year. Right now we have four per year. They're expensive. You have to fly people all over the country. You have to put them up in hotels. They're expensive. So we have to look at connecting income generation with costs. Make sure that every activity we do has something, some financial support for it. So this is why I wanted to appeal to the local station board to help us fundraise. Now we have easy activities like our movie screenings and speaker events. These are very easy to organize and they can generate $2,000-$3,000 when you run them. You get the venue, you get your speaker, you promote it on KPFK as if it were a media sponsored event, and then you can generate income that way. The local station board can produce these kinds of events. They're simple and straightforward. I brought some flyers for our fuel screening on Saturday. This is a good example of it. Cinema Libre Studios, we partnered with KPFK often with their films, came to us and said, we have a DVD release, a We will give you the screening for free. Can you hook us up? Can you, you know, can we work together? Can we do something? I got a venue in San Pedro. We made sure we priced it out so that we would cover our costs, and we stand to double our money there. This is something that happened really quickly, pretty easily, because the theater itself negotiated from $2,700 down to $1,400 because we're a nonprofit organization. We cut our costs to $1,400 for the rental of the crew that worked at the location. And there it is. It's happening. We've got the radio station to broadcast it, to promote it. Cinema Libre has their own email list that they can promote to, and so we have a good partnership where we're both doing good things for each other. The LSC can do activities like this to help generate, support the activities of the LSC, if you want to think of it that way. Then we have another event that's coming up that I really need your support on, and that is our second annual Peace Awards. We have our postcards. We're ready. We need to get sponsors to help us support the production costs of this event. Now, if done well, this event can earn us $10,000, $20,000. We're already, we've already started pre-production, and this is part of that pre-production, so we're ready to roll with it. But now we need to sell tickets. We need to get community commitment, that is, you know, go out to your community members and sell lots of tickets. That is a very easy way that the local station board can earn some money for the station. Make sure that we fill that theater. Last year, I didn't have any LSC assistance at all on our event. The LSC was pretty disengaged all around, and that's why I'm coming to you now for the September 18th event. I'd like everyone to be engaged.
Can you take those away?
Absolutely. Please take a big chunk.
I just wanted to say that this also ties in with the motion that Ali and Ken had made about having the LSC involved in fundraising.
I would like to make a motion when she's done.
So this is important that we this isn't a formal management report. This is the most salient issue at the moment. That's why I've come down here basically wanting to engage the local station board to work with the station in fundraising. Produce events for the station that are easy, that make sense, that we can meet the sponsor on our ear, and help us sell tickets to things. This is one of those events that you can help sell tickets to.
Question.
Yes.
Is there a way we can get this information in an electronic format so we can post it on our Facebook page?
Yes. I'll email it to you. I've actually sent this to the LSC twice.
Yep.
Which is why I've come down here today.
Yes.
Because I sent it to you twice. And I got near a response.
Ooh.
Not a single response. Not even a query, which I found strange.
Shame on the LS Jennifer. Yeah.
Now, it may be that it didn't get delivered.
We get hundreds of emails for LSD.
Uh-huh.
And so it gets really overwhelming.
I'm not blaming you. I know how that is. I get the same kind of mail. But that's when I don't hear responses to mailings, then I think that's why I need to come.
Yes. So let me see. Send them in different email with the title, Fuel, and then Peace Awards. Just like that, separate, with the link for Facebook so that we can post them on our Facebook page.
Okay. So Fuel is already on our website.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So that way, and since it's Saturday, well, I'll send you some stuff you can
use. Yes, I think we're just really busy, and the easier you make it for us, sometimes the better.
Yeah.
Okay, very good. Molly, why don't you go next?
Yeah,
I'd like to motivate to reintroduce the motion to create either a LSC fundraising committee or working group so that we can focus directly on items like this, which produce instant benefit for the station and the listeners.
I know that Louise and Kim were interested, and I think a couple of other people. I don't know what the procedure is to create a committee. If it's very complex, maybe we can just call it a working group and get this started immediately. I know that Kwasi, who runs the CAB, jumped on this, and he's been emailing this to all of his lists and groups and Facebooks and Twitters and everything, and we should be doing the same.
Absolutely.
Do you second?
Yes. Do we, will we say that your portion of the presentation is finished?
And no, I have a question.
Yeah,
let's do that after she finishes.
Our presentation is finished, I'll take questions now. Do I call on people?
Yeah, you as well.
Okay.
Jennifer, first of all, if you send us an email and you want us to do something, please put this at the top. I'd like you to do this, okay? Because otherwise it's like,
I can do that.
You know, like, okay, that's nice. But, you know, do you want to? Now, who is getting the Peace Award? Who is getting the award? Who's picking the award? Who's producing this?
The station is producing it. And all of the details of the production, et cetera, I'd love to get you involved in. So this isn't the forum for all that. It's underway. We have processes that we've already started and discussions we've already started and planning meetings.
About getting the award and stuff like that. So
yeah, how to start with
that. Well,
we're
just
going
to change
from
that.
Yeah.
Do you want to be involved?
I'm just saying, to get people engaged, they need to know the information. The first thing I would do if I was a person going out to buy a ticket, I'd ask the same thing. It's not on here. A lot of times the people getting the award through a draw.
Yeah.
So I think there's a problem with the message here. I mean, for example, I know Kim Ladd very well. If he was getting an award, I would be sure to be there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I know people that know him. So I'd like to know who the people are getting the awards. That could be really helpful in getting ticket sales.
Okay,
otherwise, it's just like, you know,
this is the first draft flyer.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. That's
the
cool.
Guests aren't confirmed yet.
All right.
They'll be new.
Okay. Can I ask you a question in answer to your question?
Go right ahead.
How would you use that postcard to accomplish our goal?
How would I use it? I have a vast email list, of course, but it would also depend on who was getting the award, because if I knew that, I knew the people that I could engage in buying the tickets. So right now, this would be someone buys it from a friend of mine, instead of a fan of the awardee.
Okay.
I mean, if I did award things, the first thing you do is confirm your the people that are going to be awarded the prize, because that's really, you get their company sponsors, you get
their mailing list.
I mean, I think we're putting the cart before the horse. That's just from my experience.
No, I agree.
Fundraiser.
So how would you use the postcard?
Right now?
Yeah.
I put it out, but I don't think I'm going to get a big of a reaction.
Who would you put it out to?
Well, what I'm saying right now is, why would I inundate people if I'm not putting out useful information to them? Because if I'm going to buy a ticket, I'm going to want to know why I'm buying the ticket. You know, if I'm a diehard KPFK fan that loves KPFK, I might just go to support the station. But I think you're going to want to draw on, you're giving out an award, and I'm sure you guys must have some big names involved to get the award.
But hope.
So I would say, even if you had one right now that was, you know, a draw, I could, you know, go after that list.
Mm-hmm. Well, you said two things that I think will work for you right now. And that
okay.
is, if I were a diehard KPFK person, I would want to support this because of just the concept of it. So that's one group of people. If you can use it as a save the date item. Where it's
this
is what we're working on, this is happening, it's like a calling card kind of thing. And we're working on the details, that becomes the second draft.
I'm off the game for that, I'll do that.
Sorry.
So Jennifer, we're going to go to public comment and then
I just want a couple of quick things. First of all, Jennifer, I want to thank you for bringing up the cost of the elections. We say they cost $200,000 network-wide. It looks like they cost at $60,000 apiece, more like $300,000 twice a year. Our foundation seems to be more involved in producing elections than they are producing radio. And for the record, I want you to know that last year's TNB cut their cost to the network by somewhere in the neighborhood of $90,000. So the PNB, at least as it was formulated last year, worked very hard to minimize their costs.
What percentage of the budget was that?
I couldn't tell. It might be 80,000, it might be 100, because I didn't take the last meeting into the
market. Jennifer,
public comment, please.
I thought we're down
with four. Again? Jennifer was only scheduled for about 5 minutes, if we make it very brief.
Well, an issue that I have from a finance perspective is I feel that we, several of us, rattled the bell both nationally and locally about the unwise choice of running Berkeley's pitch on our airwaves for 3 weeks between the mini fund drive in May. I talked to you, I talked to Arlene, I talked to multiple people saying I thought this was a really desperately bad idea to be inundating our listeners for 3 weeks with sort of like 1 hour, 2 hour a day pitch when we're not in fund drive ourselves, and then come back with a full fund drive. Because like if you just listen to the evening news, you'll figure we've been in fund drive for like 8 solid weeks. And like no one listened to me. There was no response, and I'm not blaming you personally. Saying like you responded, but it didn't change. It continued to run. You responded to me personally, but I'm saying like I'm not saying it's your fault, you know. But like it didn't. There was no way to have an effect on what was going out on the airwaves while being a board member and saying, but this is a disaster waiting to happen. And now we're having the worst fund drive we've had, as you said, in 7 years. And I feel it's a correlation. It's not just a bad economy. The economy sucked last year too. You can't beat your listeners to death and have them turn in money. And now it's being admitted on the National Finance Committee last week by the executive level. No, because it's about why we're having a bad fund drive. To me, this is an erroneous subject. I appreciate you're getting ahead of it right now.
Well, it's not erroneous.
No, but I mean for the problem we're in right now, because we're going to get a real desperate situation.
Well, does the board know that we get money from that?
But I think that's with all our pledges. I don't have a lot of training.
Let's move the agenda, please, and I'd like to go to public comments, and then we really have to get on to the next item, which is the election. We have two more elections going.
Point of information.
All right, can I come in, please? Because
yes, please.
I've been point of information. And I'm a listener as well. I deeply support that yes, we do need to have like a award show to promote the station. But the fact of the matter is, our listenership is somehow going down the tubes as far as support and the fund drive. The results look very bad, and I think that we have to start from ground zero to actually promote a program like this to say from to the high schoolers or anybody that is below 40 years old, because the vast majority of listeners are either 50 or over, but the demographic of Los Angeles residents is at least below 25. So I think we have to appeal younger listeners, and we do have to support younger, fresher grassroots, movement that is emerging in rapid speed, here in Los Angeles. So I just wanted to give you an idea.
Okay, thank you. And then,
point of information.
Point of information.
Yes. Oh, okay. I didn't know you were pointing that way.
Well, because I didn't.
I just want to know where we are in this election. I'd like to get this.
I would like to close this, but we have to do public comments, and Terry will let us know. I will announce that we're going to turn
the ballot. My ballot hasn't been picked up, sir.
Well,
we
will pick
as soon as we finish with this
segment.
So, public, let's keep it fairly short so we can get on with the rest of the meeting. Yes.
Who?
You.
Okay.
You stand.
Roger. I strongly suggest that the LSD and all of us support what Jennifer started here. First of all, this is the second in an annual tradition. We're trying to establish a relationship with the community that we represent continually, peace, and that's why we're doing these awards, to try to make it clear that we appreciate people in the community that are working and activists in peace venues and around ideas for peace. So please support her to the fullest extent you can. And also, she's done already most of the work for you. So, you know, she's already taken the first step. So it's about time that this LSD gets into the fundraising mode for the station rather than just being disengaged as she so politely, you know, posed the question.
Okay, thank you. And let's see, Geneva, you're at some, where is she? There you are. Do you have something to say?
Well, I wanted to add support to my daughter's observation because I was the one complaining to her. I got sick and tired and sick and tired of hearing the pitch from Berkeley. I'm sick and tired of hearing news from Berkeley. And I think whether you're older or younger, part of the way to engage the local community in supporting this station is to have news that's relevant to the local community, which at the moment we do not have. So adding insult to injury piled on top of news from Berkeley and weather from Berkeley and everything else from Berkeley and nothing from Los Angeles, there was a constant pitch. So by hearing it every night for week after week for another part of the state, even in a different station, I got so tired of it that I wanted to shoot the radio. So I started listening to NPR. And when the fund drive started now, I've actually pledged last night on Roy's show to support Roy. But it is a much more modest pledge than I would like to make because I'm really sick and tired of a whole lot of the stuff going on at this station. It's impossible to move things. The board makes recommendations and no action follows. Things are unfair and no action follows. People have been awarded salaries that were not in the budget over the objections of the board, and that's wrong. Other people have lied and stolen from the station, and nobody wants to act because nobody has the balls to act. And I'd rather put my money where the action is and not where it's all just a lot of talk. Thank you.
I wanted to call on myself and just say that you know, one of my favorite parts of the broadcast that I remember in the news was something about a stream in Fresno, and I thought that was particularly relevant.
Yes. Well, I just want Jennifer to wonder and choose a word that KKK is putting out in mixed message. In message, for instance, interviewed the two co-directors of a movie called The Struggle, which glorifies the soldiers that are fighting in Afghanistan. And one of them wrote a book called War, which further glorifies those soldiers. And both Ian Masters and our interim program director,
Alan,
came on the air and said, you know, these are the... I'm getting this secondhand. But you've got to know, folks, that with some of our programmers are promoting things that are not peace directed, and that's a mixed message.
Lawrence,
I think Nancy had a hand up first.
Nancy?
Yes, and I want to say I agree with some of the stuff that Summers and her mother was saying about it's not just the economy. It is, and I want to add what the other thing goes. The change in focus has been bad. I'm glad Summers' mother mentioned how the news is, you know, coming from Berkeley, which may not be a problem, except that taking all these grassroots programs, these cop watch groups, and there used to be a commentary. There used to be a more, so that we can learn what's going on in Berkeley and in Los Angeles and stuff. That would save money, but it also would allow people to know what's going on in these communities and the movement. And also, I agree with this. You're taking off very quickly. You're taking off a lot of bilingual programming that was going on. And this is turning people off. Especially people who don't have money, much money. At least they would, you know, give $10. A lot of people would come in with $10, but they're turned off. And, you know, I don't know. I would not turn to NPR because NPR is going in the direction of NPR because they're paying my opinion. So, but anyhow, we've got to do something. People are being disillusioned by what's happening. We've still got democracy now, and that's good. You have Fernando Blasco coming, which is good. And some other folks that are still on that are good, but they're being put in areas where people are dead or are not around to listen.
Thank you. And Lawrence, I believe you're next.
Yeah, I share Jennifer's concern, and I think we should all get behind this, and I think we should
you know, Scott being so blunt with power and politics under the LSV, okay, and Scott doing some fundraising for the LSV. The last fundraiser that the LSV engaged in was when Cynthia McKinney came out and made $6,000+. Okay? And I was part of that fundraiser, and I'm very proud to say that. And if you engage in fundraising, I will do everything that I can to participate, regardless of my political differences with people here. I would engage because I think what's more important is the common welfare of the nation. And right now, you know, I have to agree with some of the previous speakers. Seems like KPFA is all over the place. You know, I mean, it's like a mixed bag. You know, it's like two heads talking at the same time. It is really very confusing. And it's very confusing for the community. KPFK should be dissecting, deconstructing the whole economic crisis that's going on and talking about economic justice.
Okay. Can we move the agenda?
I too support this concept that the others need to get off the stuff and do fundraising. But I'm curious, who gets to select the winner of the prize?
Yeah.
Probably. And who? That would happen this, okay? Also, that this is the second annual. I would like to roll in choosing the prize winner. Certainly wouldn't be Obama. I agree with this woman here regarding the bombardment, the incessant fundraising by that inane news program from Berkeley, where you would think that we do not have any news going on here.
Correct.
It's awful. Okay, it is awful. But this woman is right that we once had an outstanding news program, and Fernando was in that. So we certainly need that. Perhaps Fernando could be pulled out of retirement.
Yeah.
But we need to improve that local news coverage.
Yeah, and bring back local news.
Absolutely.
Here.
Israel,
you've
been
here. Which is not new, brings up to mind the need for elementary coordination between vis-a-vis the board and the station in a timely manner. Without pointing the finger at anyone, this can happen again and again. The board spends an hour almost on whether or not this secretary, that secretary, should be a secretary.
Thank you.
Well, which is really not an efficient use of our time, but even worse than that, we have comments which are not recorded or followed up if they're worthy of it. I emphasize that. They should be followed up, so it isn't merely venting. And that these kinds of things are followed up in coordination with the station's management or appropriate people, program directors and so on. In short, more communication, more coordination. So, and what Marty and others have said, for me, it's perfectly obvious. Namely, doing things in a way which elicits support and motivates people, and the start of that is elementary communication and coordination with the body, and very smart with the BFK, including taking note of comments in the meeting by listeners that are worthy of following up. Not all of them are in the minute and actually following them up, and also following up on motions if they're worth following up, most of which have not been followed up.
Write that comment.
Okay, I have a response. Follow the agenda.
Ken?
I just like us to go on with the meeting. It's not a town hall meeting here. We're just like...
Okay, I
check one. Call the agenda. I don't know what I...
Okay, Ken has called the agenda to move on to the vote.
Yeah.
Without objection, we would go to the vote for secretary, and Terry Goodman would collect these votes.
Thank you.
And then he will tally them. He got one.
Oh, you did.
Make sure he got one.
While he's doing that, let's move on.
And then we do have another election that is slated here, the election for a PD search committee. So we have an election for PD search committee. And shall we proceed with nominations for the PD search committee?
I think it's important for you to read the composition of the committee.
Right. Okay, Lee, would you do that, please?
Loudly, Ali.
Okay, now I'm just reading from the minutes from the last meeting that
this board agreed to form a PD search committee that would consist of 7 LSB listener members and 4 LSB staff members.
And if there's only one.
Get that?
7 LSB, 4 staff.
7 LSB listener members
and 4 staff, which makes
4 LSB staff members.
9 and 4
Yep.
Call the body to order, sir.
Okay, so, yeah, just for point of information, we're looking at the,
John,
minutes, and,
yes, it's on page 3.
Okay, page 3 of the, page 3 of the minute, it talks about the composition being 13 rather than 11. There's a different number for the GM search committee, which has 11. It's got 9 community members and 4 staff members.
Okay.
A point of order for the election.
Yes.
When I handed out ballots, some people were not at their seat. Raised as an example, came back and doesn't have a ballot. I issued the number of ballots for the number of people here. So the ballot's missing. He's asking for another ballot, understandably, but that provides the opportunity that there might be multiple ballots out there that
well, the point of information is you add up the ballots.
Mr. Chair, could you call the body to order? We can't hear you. Could you call the body to order, please?
Yes. Fred Plunder and Riza, please help us to hear what's happening.
You have
asking for a decision from the chair. Do we just hand him a fresh ballot, or do we
how many do you have right now?
15.
How many people are there? How many people voted? Let's just get a count from the people who voted. Yes, but who voted?
I voted.
Oh,
we're trying to secretary, yeah.
How many people? If you voted for secretary, raise your hand, please.
There's
15.
14.
15. Luis, you put your hand up late, right?
15. So the, we have 15, and it looks like there's one missing ballot. Yeah, so that would be Reza getting the ballot.
Do you want to vote?
Yes.
Okay. I want to make sure you can vote.
Okay, and Dutch is going to put a little blue dot. So you know you have an official.
You'll never be able to copy this.
You'll have an official ballot.
That's what I thought.
Do you learn things by teaching elementary school?
Yes. Yeah.
Very important. Little blue dot. All right. So you're going to get a blue dot ballot. Some of you will get a ballot with a hole in it. Right around the hole, please.
Watermark.
That's a watermark. Some of you will get a nice little line, and some of you won't. Sorry.
Can we go on while he's counting them?
You don't have to nominate people.
Well, we want to go through the nomination process, so
would you write the names of people?
And we would write, we're going to write nominations for.
Good luck. We've got to get going.
There would be nominations for listener members, which would be, in this case, 9, and staff members, which in this case would be 4. Yes, John.
What happens if members of the committee will no longer be serving on the board by the time the committee gets formed and we open the law review?
Repopulate those.
I guess you would have to repopulate the membership. Yeah.
No, I object.
What we did.
Hold on. Yes.
I don't think we're qualified to make a ruling of that. We should vote on it. Because if we have to repopulate it, then I don't think it's going to work if we start looking at resumes now.
He wasn't asking for a ruling. He just says, what would we do?
What was it? Well, my
inquiry.
Point of information, what have we done in the past?
The GM search committee served under its nominated elected staff, those people that termed out, those seats were refilled.
Okay.
It's nothing wrong. Nothing wrong.
Okay. Let's go, Rizzo.
Yeah. The last election, I was elected as the alternative. What is the situation now?
Alternative for what?
PD.
No, there was no
alternative. No, for manager.
Well, no one's dropped out. There's no seat. If you're the first alternate, then if someone drops out, you'll come on.
Point of order.
We will announce that the vote is tied 8-8. There are 16 people, so the vote is tied 8-8. I would entertain a motion to allow Doug, who is taking the minutes now and who was satisfying the rest of his term, to be allowed to continue at this meeting. All those in favor? Opposed? Okay, so Doug will continue. Let's go with this voting now for the members of the committee.
I thought this was a vote that had to be SPD with Fred Blair and all that.
Yeah.
But that was the SPD vote.
No, we're not talking about
this. This is just the chair, the secretary.
Oh, I thought for this thing.
No.
We haven't even gotten to the nomination.
We haven't gotten to this yet.
Well, we can't do it unless Fred Blair is here.
No, we can't.
We can't.
The world goes on without him.
We would have to, because I did ask Fred to be here to prepare to have the election.
We could have the election.
Point of information, let's see if we get 9 candidates. Don't worry about voting. You need 9 listeners, sponsors, and 4 staff.
Yeah.
Let's see who volunteers.
All right, so... Richard Vega is going to write the staff and the listener nominees. If we get 4 staff members nominated, and then we get 9 listener members nominated, we would be.
We
would need to have an election if we can stay over here.
Right. So let's go.
Is this going to be LSP only?
Yes.
Wait a minute.
Yes.
Yes.
It's right here.
Oh, yeah.
No, 9 listener members.
Our members here. Listener members and staff members.
Cut the staff.
Okay. Luis, may we ask you to help us by coming back to the table and letting us proceed with the nominations? So we have staff members of the LSC and listener members of the LSC. 4 staff members. 9 listener members.
What's the staff?
Are there any nominations?
Look.
I nominate Rodrigo Agueta for staff rep.
Richard,
please.
Rodrigo?
Just put Rodrigo.
No, just staff.
Staff.
Okay, Rodrigo. Jonathan? Reza. This is a listener member.
That's listener number,
that's the 4th. Reza is listener?
No, yeah.
Reza? Listener. Okay, Fred, I'm just going to go around this way.
Rufina Wada.
Rufina. Listener.
Yeah, I'll
be there. I'll
nominate you, nominate.
I believe that LSB members are the only ones who nominate, is that correct?
Yeah.
All right, let's go.
What about Reza? Does Reza
want to
nominate
you? Yes, I'm looking for hands that are raised. Okay, Donna? I'm just going to go around this way.
I nominate Summer Reed.
Okay.
Listener.
Summer is listener. Okay, anybody here? Margie?
I'd like to nominate Ali.
Ali, Lexa, staff member. Ali? Okay, hold on. Yes,
I nominate Sean.
No, don't want to do it.
Okay, we're coming around. Ali?
I nominate Jonathan.
Jonathan?
Staff.
Staff. Okay, Rodrigo? Luis, listener member? Just want to make sure he's caught up with us. Rufina?
Donna Warren.
Donna?
No, thank you.
No, don't put Donna's name down. Luis, did you have a nomination?
I'm on it.
Okay, Summer?
Dutch Eric.
Dutch?
Dutch is not there.
Dutch is right there, yes. Listener member?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay, Sean?
I want to nominate two people. I want to nominate for staff John Crumshaw and listener Kim Kaufman.
Okay. Oh, it's
that? That's John C. Staff.
John C. and Kim for listener. And Margie?
I'd like to nominate John Wenger.
John Wenger, listener, just put John W.
I'd like to nominate Margie.
Margie Murray. Okay, you just put Margie. Coming around again. Anybody else here, Jonathan? Are you nominating? And Ken Aaron, a listener.
I'm getting tired.
Ken Aaron's already on there.
Okay.
Yeah. Great. Yeah. Okay. Good.
All right, Ken. All right, Rodrigo. Fred Thunder, listener member.
Is Ken
over
here? Because I'll
nominate Ken. Ken was there. He was there. He was already there.
I can see
him
in the back.
He was right after Dutch. So far we have a Reza, which is R-A-V-A. R-E-V-A. There's a Reza. Reza, Rufina, Summer, Louise, old Dutch, Ken, John Wenger, Margie, and Craig. Summer?
Yeah, I'm sorry.
We have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. Just as a point of information, if we have no more nominations, we would have our board.
Move to close nominations.
Second.
All those in favor? Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Okay, we have elected.
We got something done.
This is the most amazing LSV. We have accomplished something that was really good.
We have a committee.
Great. Ladies and gentlemen, we have a committee. Yes, sir. I'm sorry? Margie.
Yeah.
I would name you the convener of the meeting. You bring it together.
Oh,
and then
okay.
They elect a chair pro tem, and then after three meetings, they would elect a permanent chair. Okay, so Margie Murray is named as the convener. Okay.
Can you say that again?
Margie Murray is named as the convener, which means that she brings the meeting together at that time.
Can we listen? Because then when we get to the committee, people are going to try to maybe misinterpret what you're saying. That's why I'm asking you to say it again.
Thank you. And I just want people to understand we always follow the same procedure, which is that the convener brings the meeting together. Just call the meeting together. At that meeting, the people who are present then vote on a chair pro tem. It's possible that the convener would be nominated as the chair pro tem. It is possible that someone else would be nominated. At that point, the chair pro tem then takes over the meeting. If you recall the election that we had, Steve Weatherwax convened the meeting in December. I was elected chair, and then after Donna passed the gavel over to me and said, congratulations, so there it was, right?
Oh.
So that's what happened. And so, yes.
I think a mistake might have been made. I think Kim Kaufman might have been nominated.
He was, and
people thought Ken was nominated.
I nominated her.
I think there was a mistake.
Sean nominated Ken. But Ken was also nominated.
But
right.
You didn't write Kim down. It's not on there.
So
good kid. There's only Dutch said he will step down. Dutch said he would step down. So we will accept your stepping down, Dutch. And so therefore, Kim is on the
secret ballot. I demand a secret ballot.
Okay. Close your eyes and I demand a secret
all right.
ballot.
And we'll allow the state. You will get all the secret ballots you want by and by in the sky. Okay. All right, let's go on now, please, to really making amazing progress. Very good. All right, elections are done with that. I believe that the issue having to do with number 5 has de facto been resolved in that we now have elected a secretary pro tem, and the motion that was made having to do with advertising the position to be available in July would now come forward, and we would advertise the position of secretary in July for our July meeting election. That's how I would interpret it. Does that make sense to everybody? Dutch.
I would say until we know who's going to place the ad, who's going to agree on the ad, who's going to pay for the ad, etc., it's not settled.
It would be on the air. We'd make an on the air.
On the air,
and we would put it. We would put it. We would talk to the webmaster and see
who's
if
we.
We would be the chair. Would make sure that it's announced, just like we announced this meeting, and we would ask the webmaster to put it on the website.
If I could speak to that?
Yes, sir.
In the case of something like that, usually it would go to someone like Jennifer or the PD, and they would dispatch a part to be made, and whatever posting would correspond with that.
Okay.
So how about Christine's thing, the people not, opportunity not? Or is that something different?
That's just jobs out in the world. It's like a job listing.
So Jennifer Kaiser, your name came up as the person who might help in announcing the availability of the position of secretary, and that I would communicate with you, and we'll figure out a way to get that out.
Yes, I'm sure can help you with that.
Okay, excellent.
Yes,
I think it needs to be made clear in the card that this is a volunteer position.
Okay.
Well, then something is, we got a lot of people when we did. Sometimes they think it's like a real job. You know, we advertised for treasurer last year. We had people applying that were expecting this to be some sort of real paid position. So it needs to be clear that this is like a once-a-month duty, however the ad goes together.
Right.
A stipend, exactly. So we don't get people who are thinking they're applying for a job that has other things going for it. It just gives us a lot more.
So why don't we rather specify the stipend, say, a small stipend?
Small stipend or once a month. You know, it's a once a month gig. That needs to be made clear, I guess, is what I'm saying, so people aren't applying thinking it's a secretary.
Right. So how about if we say small stipend to cover gas and...
Small stipend for once a month meeting.
Small stipend. So will that be all right? We'll just say small stipend.
Okay. Yeah, we're okay.
Question, is this an opportunity that we can use our email capabilities? We make the motion now to advertise the role through the chair. We have language in the next, let's say, 7 or 8 days, and then you put it before the committee. Here's the language of the ad. Can I get your agreement if I have a majority to move forward? Can we do that?
We'll just take it as a matter of course that we can make a standard announcement for the position secretary to look at what we announced last time and do it that way. So I don't think there's a need for a formal process in terms of getting the wording, because we pretty much have it for the past several announcements. All right. Is there anything else further? Because it seems to me that item number 5 has been taken care of. Are we all in agreement on that? Okay. So let's move then to item number 6. Recognizing that we had a very full agenda tonight, what I did was to schedule summer meetings so we wouldn't have summer meetings. Oh, not that summer, the other
summer. It's all I got, yeah.
The summer that is not quite as present as our wonderful summer here.
Scheduling next 2 meetings.
And so we have the next 2 meetings. I've already cleared it, confirmed it. We have the location. So the meeting on Saturday, July 24th, 1 to 4 p.m., People's College of Law. They're welcoming us back. And on Wednesday, August 25th, from 7 to 10 p.m., Workman's Circle. Okay, so we have the meetings for the summer, and then we can focus on future meetings at another LSB meeting. All right, so if that's all right with people, we'll just move on to the next item. Okay, I have listed committee reports and a fairly open committee report. I would ask that if you have a committee report, you make it as brief as possible, and let us just go let us just go forward with that. Yeah, John Lee.
Yeah, finance is a good thing to say.
Okay.
Yeah, I will say here. In a nutshell, financially, the network is in crisis. The national office has got $845,000 in bills that need to be paid and doesn't have much money to pay them yet. The heat station, most stations did not make their fund drive. Those who did make the fund drive have fulfillment problems. So, for example, at BAI, they made their goal, but they don't have a fulfillment person to send out the premiums and that sort of stuff. There's a significant problem there. They owe the national office more than $1 million. I think it's $1,185,000. The KPF, the only station that's in good shape is Texas, and basically there's a problem with every other station. The likelihood will be sued because if the network exists as an entity, it's like we're, you know, instead of being Siamese twins, there's seven business units. So we're Siamese septuplets, and seven people joined together at the, I don't know what, the head, the hip. And so we have five stations, a national office, and we have the archives upstairs at our place. And the archives are basically okay, but they're small. There's a good likelihood that some unit will not pay their bills, and they will sue. Some of the bill holders will sue, and the whole Pacifica Foundation gets sued as a whole, and then they come after our buildings. Our building's been appraised at about $4 million, the Berkeley building at about $5 million. And so they come after that. I was talking to a friend who does nonprofit stuff. She said one of the items should be to get our building reappraised in this declining real estate market so that our building looks less valuable so that we become less of a target. We were a target before, and we came within one vote on the PNB from having our building put up as collateral for a loan in the past. So now let me pull up the spreadsheet I have here for the KPFK fund drive. Yeah.
Well, who would be in charge of reappraising the building? Should we make a motion to go
through?
Who
bought
her? Well,
the question
is about the
chair.
My question was, who would direct the motion to get the building reappraised? I think that's an excellent idea that should be taken up right away.
Okay, hold on, please.
Yeah, I actually...
Just as a point of information, please let Fred make his report, and because we have other committees to report, and he is bringing up very important.
I'm sorry, I went out of order. I'll wait for that.
Go ahead.
Yeah, Mark, you take a note on that, and that's something we should do, but we don't have to do it immediately, but within the next month or two, it costs about $350 to do it, so we can think about it.
Let's not have a cross-discussion. Please continue with your report.
Yeah. So, Ken very nicely made a nice spreadsheet of the fund drive. And what people are talking, you know, and people ask me to speak louder, but I first ask the people not talk while I'm talking so I don't have to talk quite so loud. In June 2009, we had a fund drive. That's a year ago. And in that fund drive, we had an average income per day for the first days of the fund drive of about $43,000. In September of last year, we had a fund drive, and for the first 2 days of the fund drive, it was $48,000. So far, as of 6 o'clock today, we had $31,000 collected today, and our average income per day was $29,951, which rounds to $30,000. So on a daily basis, the first days of this fund drive, and I'm not counting the three-day fund drive where we made $127,000, but the current June drive, we're pulling in roughly $30,000 a day, which is $13,000 a day less than we did in June a year ago, and about $18,000 less than we did in September. And this is a problem because we're budgeted to make $1,050,000. And so as of last night, I heard Roy say that the fund drive goal has been reduced from the short, well, we have two goals. The current goal was not $900,000, and they reduced it to $700,000. And they're going to extend it through July 2nd. In order to make that 900K, it would take about 14 more days. We're only going to run a week. So we're down a bunch, and somebody got a hold of some Arbitron data and looked at it, and we can ask the question, gee, you suppose maybe fewer listeners have something to do with our fund drive? And it appears that it does, because last June we had an average quarterly rating of 151,000 listeners, and in September we had 180,000. But in June of this year, we had $127,000. Now, previously we've heard that our listenership is up, but apparently it's down, and it's about down compared to June of last year. We're down 16%, and compared to September of last year, we're down 29%.
John, well, as acting chair, I'm going to ask you to speed up. I know you have a lot of really...
Well, that's about it.
All right, I just want to cap everyone about 6 minutes.
Right. So just to finish the last couple of sentences, so if we note that the Arbitrons were down 16% and 29%, but the money was down 30% and 37%. So some of that decrease in income can be attributed to the Arbitrons. In fact, most of it can, but it does look like some of it was also due to a decrease in donor capacity. So that's it, and we need to find ways to raise money effectively, and I think that we need to look at every aspect of how the fund drive has been done and start applying the creativity of the entire community, not just the LSV, to find ways to make more money. Because we're in deep trouble. I'm done.
Thank you, John. Okay, I've talked to the...
And I thank Ken and Ali for their help and providing.
People who are going to make reports, Ali, yes, Dutch?
I just moved that, are we going to have a question and answer for the meeting chairs, committee reports?
What I would like to do is try to get through our reports and then we can ask for the questions that people might have so that we can expedite things.
Do we still have Rufina giving
no.
the report? She left
here. Okay, so I'm going to have Jonathan, Ali, and Reza are the three remaining people to give reports.
Mr. Chair, the Vice Chair, my understanding, is going to give the
You're going to give a
report?
Okay. Okay, so we'll just go in order then. Jonathan, please tell us your committee and give us a brief report, please.
Okay, General Manager's Search Committee. We've collected about 60 resumes or so. I don't have the precise number of ads that we have out. It's a good number of ads. We have carts ready to roll as soon as we can squeeze them in, either at the end of the fund drive or as soon as it's over. And we're moving along pretty good.
Thank you. For brevity, you win the award tonight. Very good. Well done. All right, Ali.
Personnel Committee. The Personnel Committee didn't convene for the first few minutes because the primary functions of the Personnel Committee are to perform an annual PD and GM evaluation. Seeing that we have both the interim GM and interim PD, it didn't seem prudent. However, seeing as we're about to hopefully get a new GM in place, we decided that to perform an interim PD evaluation so that the new GM, whoever he or she is, has some sort of perspective of the interim PD who will probably try and get the permanent position. So we voted to perform this evaluation. We'll use the same process and form that we performed on the previous PD evaluation 2 years ago. With a few modifications to the questions to make them pertinent to this time. And we're almost done. We're about ready to issue the evaluation. And the people that will be polled will be all the LSD members, all the unpaid programmers and staff, and all the paid programmers and staff.
And this will be anonymous?
Yes.
Yeah, we had a meeting for the programming oversight committee, and programming oversight committee, and then we voted for a permanent chair and vice chair. Rufina is the chair and the vice chair, and one of the motions that was passed and was to submit a requirement to the program director about the ICE way. We had a meeting, you know, to follow up on what's going on with the ICE way, no issue. And we haven't gotten any response yet. You know, it was submitted like right after, like, you know, 3 weeks, I think about 3 weeks ago. And another thing was, you know, we were asking for a written report of how, you know, the programming, you know, were made, you know, a written statement, you know, how these program changes were made, right, also. But we have got no response. So the next meeting we have is for the 28th of June, 7 p.m. It's going to be at the radio station, so I don't know, you know, if it's going to be a conflict or something, but that's what I have to
do. Those requests come through the chair, and I communicate with Bob Cumner, but the fund drive is going to be on through the 2nd of July, so it does not appear possible to be able to have a meeting during that time.
At the station.
So I would suggest that you look for an alternative location.
Different location,
yes. Because the fund drive will still be going on.
Okay.
We thought it would be over, but it's not.
All right.
Okay.
Is that it?
Is that it, Rodrigo? Yeah. I don't know if there were all members.
I'd like to just go to the last one, and then we'll the last and general question. excuse me. Okay, Reza?
Yeah, I have a written report about the March, you know,
Outreach
committee. We have about 20 members permanent. Omar is here, Chuck is here, Roger is here, Lauren is here. 8 of them, they were here today. And we came up with 3 restaurants donating food to the KPFK. We went, Jennifer knows, we tabled the Loomis Day. No one was there except Outreach Committee. There were about 1,000 people there. And we went to 4th Theater too. We had a picnic with the help of Glendale Peace Vigil. About 50 people showed up with the 2 bands coming to picnic. We show a movie at the Echo Park Film Center. And I contacted an artist at Echo Park. There's a lot of activity that we do, you know, at the sunset. You could come, all of you, Sunset and Echo Park. We have a table passing out the KPFK. I contacted an artist at Echo Park, and he came up with a beautiful artwork. And I talked to Jennifer that, you know, we could come up, you know, having this one on, you know, with some money to have a fundraising party. You know, to come up with some money for the bus stop or, you know, for different location or even, you know, having a billboard in Hollywood Boulevard, which costs, you know, $9,000, you know, to have KPFK. And also, we went to downtown and Echo Park. Some homeless people are standing there asking for money. We discussed it with them instead of, you know, having I'm homeless, you know. Mm-hmm. I said, no, you could hold such a thing, you know, that people could live to KPFK. They said, that's a good idea. Let's do that. So these are the, you know, artworks that everybody could look at it. And also, when Jennifer mentioned about I've been collecting $500 maybe next week, you know, going to KPSK for people that they are willing to be a member. And Lauren said, yes. You know, last time we came out with Cynthia McKinley, $6,000. We are planning to come up with another event, you know, for KPSK to have some money to cover that. Mr. Chuck Anderson at Orange County, we had picnic there, ACLU and Peace and Freedom Party, they donated 2 times food for our fund drive, and they are, you know, all the time, you know, active in Orange County to keep up our KPSK banner in that area.
Thank you.
Thank you, Richard. All right. Commissioner, of course, thank you, all, everybody. Now, comments, LSB member comments, Dutch.
Question first for John Wenger, and then a question for Reza. John Wenger, first question. If we reappraise our properties, will that help us lower our property taxes for the city or state?
I don't know, but I'm guessing.
That's a separate. And then the question for Reza, is that artist John Swanson?
Yes. My question is from Rodrigo. Two questions. Number one, do we still have an ice rink pass? And are people still calling in? Sure, I was just wondering if we still have an active ice rink task force and if people are still calling in, because it seems like Summer saw an ice rink and she didn't know to call in that we're still doing that. Maybe people just need to be refreshed on the whole thing.
Not advertised.
And Jonathan, we have this item over here under unfinished business, the ice rate motion. So would that make a motion?
You do?
Yes.
Thanks.
It's item IV.
Okay, 3 things. First, to Dutch's question, the property tax is done by the county tax appraiser. What you want to do is have it reappraised first, and if it's less, then you would bring in the county tax appraiser. If it's appraised higher, then you would just leave it where it is. Secondly, to what John was saying about the correlation between listenership and pledging, if you check with our subscription department, it is almost always to the number 10% of our listeners pledge. So it's very simple. It doesn't take a lot of mathematical fortitude to know that if we have an average listenership of 120,000, we've got 1,200 people that are pledging. And if it goes up, and the amount they... Okay, 20... Whatever.
120,000.
10%? 12,000. Yeah. So the amount that they're pledging may be smaller, but the percentage is the same, so it's almost like a parallel, you know, to the listenership number and the pledging. And then third, Rodrigo, I overheard the conversation about the ICE race, and I proposed a solution that I spoke to Alan and Jennifer about, which was to set up a KPFK Twitter ICE race account so that anyone that has Twitter can send an ICE race alert. We could have the Twitter account up in master control, and also anyone who subscribes to that Twitter feed on their BlackBerry or cell phone, when someone sends an ICE race alert, it would go to them, whether they're listening to the station or not. I'm surprised you haven't been presented, but I would be more than willing to work with you and your ICE race task force and get that going.
Okay, sure.
Great idea.
Okay, thank you. Fred.
Two quick ones for John. The fiscal accountability policy, this body at the meeting before last adopted unanimously a request to the PMV that to the effect that stations that are solvent, at the very least, not be required to deposit their receipts to national accounts. I'm inquiring as to the status of that. That submission occurred before the PMV, and it is more than 2 months ago. Secondly, your comment with regard to Arbitron is somewhat at odds with what I've heard Alan Mitsky attempt to on the radio, and how do you ride those two contention.
So we had a PNB meeting here a while ago, and Lavarne was in town for that. She's the CFO, and I talked to her about the FAP, and so she said that we're not even on her radar, that she was concerned about New York and Berkeley, where she has serious problems, and that KPFK is the best financially run station in the network, and she wishes we had an inventory control thing for our premiums, but it's not a big deal, and we're not even on her radar, and so for the long, for quite a while, we don't even need to worry about it.
We asked for a modification, did we not, acknowledgement and modification of that to incorporate our resolution and request to that. So I'm taking it that they did not respond yes or no to that and are simply saying what we already know, that we are one of the very most solvent, at least problematic stations. So I find that somewhat non-responsive on their part.
Well, what happened was that we passed it unanimously, and then it was taken by Summer to the PNB, where George Ryder, the chair, said that she was, in a sense, out of order because they don't have a process for taking motions from local station boards. And in fact, what she should do is send it to the National Finance Committee, of which she's the chair, and bring it up through those channels. And so that's what I think she's doing.
Yeah.
So someone's going to be talking to her stuff. Cameron, would you like to say something to that?
And with regard to about the Arbitrons.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. And with regard to the Arbitrons, well, we passed a motion last month to try to get complete access for all of us, and maybe even the programmers and staff, to all the Arbitrons so we can see for ourselves. You're right, it is discrepant, and we just need to look to find out.
Thank you, Jeff.
Yeah. And then
thank you. Yeah, just to follow up on that thread, George sent it straight back to National Finance Committee. There's been a lot of issue with old budgeting, so late in preparation yet again, just like last year. So it hasn't been forgotten, it hasn't been killed, but they're not after our bank accounts right now. And I needed either you or John, somebody on there, and it will. And I've already pressed everyone in National Finance that this is something that's coming from us and will be coming up with. So I think that it will be handled, but we're not on the hit list this week, and there have been other priorities. It will get handled. I had something else I wanted to address on the property tax issue. Whatever year we bought the KPFK building, the year taxes are set up, there'd be no advantage to having the property reappraised, because that's only an advantage if you bought a property like in the last 5 years and paid through the nose for it, and it's lost value since you bought it. But Prop 13 works by locking everything in place in cement when you buy the property. So if we've owned that property for 30 years, that's the tax rate you're paying. So it's worth looking at to make sure there isn't some savings, but in all likelihood, we're probably getting a way cheaper tax rate than we could by doing this. So I had something else to say, but I totally forgot.
Yeah, I just want to say further, I mean, to if you've got a lower price, or if you reappraised it and it came out lower, other things would be implicated based on whatever number they're using now, the value of the property. So I don't think reappraisal is something to be done lightly, like, oh, let's make a motion and do that.
No.
A lot is affected by whatever that number is right now. And
just as a point of order, we called a closed session at a time certain of 9:25. I want to talk with the LSV about the necessity of having a closed session dealing with issues concerning the selection of the local election supervisor. So I'm open to any discussions people would have as far as having that closed session. Gotcha.
This is just my opinion. There was enough people that were late. It took us so long to get a quorum, which personally I find really disrespectful when people are late here and we can't start a meeting on time. And I think that the LSB closed session should be the part that should suffer at this point. I think that we should try to get through this meeting first.
Okay. Was that a motion?
That was a motion to continue with this meeting.
Okay. Seconded. All those in favor, signify by saying aye.
What?
To continue with the original agenda and push the closed session until we're done with our business.
Well,
we're out of here at 10 o'clock.
We're out of here at 10 o'clock.
If we're done before 10 o'clock, we can get a closed session.
Okay. All right.
I want to object.
All right.
I want that closed session so everybody at least hears the facts on what went down with the local election supervisor. Because I don't want to hear from you in October and November when your elections are all screwed up and how you weren't told anything. Okay? So that's the decision you have to make.
All right, other discussion? Okay, minutes of residence, do you have something? Okay.
Yeah, I got a few questions in regards of,
we're talking about the motion,
oh, the motion
that's
no,
made in order
no,
to
well,
dispense
no, no.
with the
yeah.
closed session and proceed with this meeting.
A point of information?
Yes.
Is the time certain of 10 o'clock we have to leave here? What mandates that? Is it just protocol of the meeting?
No.
Or are
there,
no,
they
going to kick us out?
The ability wants us out of here by 10 o'clock.
I know.
Okay. Ali.
I don't know if I can make a friendly amendment to move the time certain to 9:40.
9:40?
I second.
Yeah.
All right.
Good enough,
just a minute. So we have, it's been moved and seconded. Discussion.
I'd suggest that we guarantee 5 minutes and 5 minutes only for Member O'Brien's concern here.
It is not my concern.
Oh, forgive me.
I
don't
want
to
email from many people at this board.
You said you want to bring the issue before us.
Hey,
5 minutes.
Gentlemen, please.
Fred, thank you.
Please,
sir.
We're
objecting to private conversations.
Go ahead, please.
Okay, I just think, I frankly thought the only topic under discussion tonight, besides our woefully messed up thumb drive, was going to be this election. It's a train wreck happening, and I can't even believe what I'm hearing.
Are you
on
saying
the
election
air.
Or election supervisor?
The whole damn thing. Okay, we're not
all the vote. Are we
anyway,
how do you deny 9:40 or not? There's a motion on the table.
Okay, just
a
second. Just a second here, please. Okay, Dutch.
Just to clarify, when I first spoke out, and I have recognized that there's a very serious issue with the local election supervisor. And we need to contend with that, absolutely. When I first spoke out, I'm commenting on the fact that people are late, first and foremost, and it sucks that we're late, and I just want to address that. My intention was not to make a motion. You asked me to create a question in the form of a motion. So I fell into that, and I did that.
So you want to withdraw your motion?
I'm okay with this friendly amendment. I'll stick with the motion, take the friendly amendment, that's my position. But
ladies and gentlemen, the television star. All right. I just saw that ad for the first time yesterday.
Can we vote on the amendment?
All right. So if I am standing correctly, he has withdrawn his original motion. Is that correct?
Before 9:40. I'll amend the motion, accept the friendly amendment, say 9:40, we finish this meeting.
Okay.
So we can have our
call for the vote. All those in favor, say aye. Raise your hands, please. 9:40. All those opposed?
I want to do it now.
Opposed. Okay, so we have five. We have 5-1.
No, wait. We didn't do a vote. We didn't hear opposed. You have to talk
opposed.
Loud in this room, sir.
Okay, let's vote again.
Yeah,
I did not hear you.
Okay.
We just said all those in favor of moving to 9:40. Say aye. Raise your hand. Or raise your hand. Customary sign. 1, 2, 3. Rodrigo, is your hand up? 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Okay, those opposed.
To what?
To having the
closed session. We can go to closed session right now.
1, 2. Okay, so we have the closed session at 9:40. That will be concert. We'll stop at 9:40.
Let's move the
order of business here. PMB director's report. Do we need to? Let's go over that.
Rico, it's just in time for your PMB report.
Anything? if you feel we can wait till next time because we have a certain amount of time pressure, if you can say it very succinctly, that would be very much appreciated. PMB directors, any reports? PMB directors.
1 minute.
I think everything you're going to need to really say is going to come up in the executive session because that's what's going on the PNB right now are these elections and that's the hot topic and that's really the only thing to report right now at the national level is the elections.
All
I'm okay, sorry, I misvoted. I wanted to start now. So.
Summer,
too late.
Summer, okay, thank you. Reza? PMB members, PMB. PMB directors, Reza, who has been on.
It's just
who has something to say.
I have nothing to say. Thank
okay, Rico, nothing. Okay. Let's go on to unfinished business. Personnel committee announcements.
It's been covered.
Okay. Let's see. Clarification of Arbitron motion.
Yeah. We asked that the Arbitron to be made available to us real time, and it has not been done. The I proposed adding information to this motion to make it clear. So the motion did read last month, station manager should provide real-time, total access to the Arbitron raw data, including historical data to LSB members, programmers, and station staff. I propose adding, the station shall provide full access to the product purchased from Arbitron. This includes the free, these are free accounts, full access accounts at my.arbitron.com, configured to be able to see everything. This includes downloading the PPM data, that's the personal people meter, the PPM analysis tool software, and full access to the electronic book, the e-book. Also, the account holder shall be added to the email distribution list for the reports prepared by the Radio Research Consortium or KPFK. They just get them emailed to us. And so the easiest way is to start getting the email, reading them, and then when you feel like it, you take your account and you log in, you download the software, you run it on a Windows PC, and you do all the stuff. So I want this clarified because it doesn't work for me to drive to the station to look at the data. I would look at these data, I would analyze this data, I'll do it from home.
Okay, thank you, John. Arbitration motion.
Wait a moment.
That a motion?
That's an absolute motion.
Oh, okay. I thought that was a discussion of a previous motion.
Second motion.
All right. Any discussion?
Dutch, and does it include access to all staff?
It does. The motion last week was the LSB programmers and staff. And it passed unanimously with one abstention, the rest was abstained.
Is that a friendly amendment? That staff have access via the office from Alaminsky's office, and we, LSB, are given this remote access?
I wouldn't think it's friendly because the staff deserve to have access to this sort of stuff. But I would defer to the staff reps on this because they represent the staff. I don't know how they feel about it.
Okay, if you felt that you wouldn't accept it as a friendly motion,
I'd like to hear their opinions.
We'll take that.
No, whether it's friendly.
No, that's
we'll take
problem.
That.
We don't
okay.
need
so, I would call for a vote on this. Lady, do we have anyone who wants to?
I think right now there's a monthly report that's in place that's dispatched from this company. And I think that the start would be to have that sent to everybody. You could have it emailed to you. This is what there is in the company.
Staff, everybody, or us?
Yeah, staff and programmers. They should have this month. It's a monthly. Yeah, the company. What's the name of the company?
Radio Research Consortium.
Yeah,
RRC.
It's compiled by RRC using the Arbitron, and it gives you demographic information. And it's a monthly report. I think that could be emailed to everyone, and then you have it wherever you are. And that's I think before you give everyone an account to this.
Everyone who wants one.
Okay, so we've heard what Ali had to say.
I would vote against his amendment and just say that we should accept the monthly report because it has everything in there.
Okay, Rodrigo,
question? I would like to everyone. Yeah, that it will be distributed to a staff, of course to the LSB. I'm in agreement with the motion that you're doing. I think, we all should have access to it. It stimulates people to see it, it's something really, really important, to see the facts right here.
I retracted my answer.
Yeah.
Okay, Rico.
I'd like to ask the staff, what would be the downside of this motion, if there is any?
That's it. They missed their opportunity. Call the vote, because we're running out of time.
Just a second, you have to be recognized.
I think there's a fee for how many accounts.
No, the accounts are totally free, and there's an unlimited number of accounts. Totally free, unlimited number.
All right.
That's from Carl Miller.
Yes. I don't care if accounts one way or the other. The problem we're having is we voted last year to double the amount of money that we spend as a station on Arbitron data to get hour-by-hour breakouts. And regardless of what story we're hearing, I could care less. We're not getting Arbitron data. Staff's not getting Arbitron data. LSB doesn't see anything. We're paying for nothing. We don't get anything. I don't care if we got accounts. I don't care if we get the email. Yeah, I don't need an account, but can you email it to me once a month? Nobody's giving us anything, and nobody's giving people who work there anything. Nobody can get any information. It's like it's the castle. I mean, we're living in a Kafka novel here. We need access to the data. I don't care how we get it. I don't want it to be cumbersome for management, but we need transparency, and we're not getting it. And that's my say on it. I don't care how we get there, but we need this stuff every month we're paying for it. And I want to see hour-by-hour breakouts. We're paying for that.
Yeah.
Thank you.
I just want to, I call the vote. I don't think there's any objection to calling the vote. We all talk to each other.
Ken, you're calling for the vote. Okay. So, we need two-thirds to close debate. All those in favor of closing debate, signify by saying, raising your hand. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. It looks like almost everyone except the people studying their cell phones. So, any opposed?
Okay, now
any studying their cell phones? Okay, so it is passed. Let's go to the vote. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Raise your hand.
Opposed.
Why did you aye and raise your hand? Well, let's go. All right, all those opposed? So the motion is passed.
Okay, now the next is my motion.
Yeah.
Okay, just to motivate this, on 24 September 2009, the PNB passed a resolution requiring all new management hires at Pacifica to sign an arbitration agreement as a requirement for employment. And then they passed a motion in the following meeting to request that PNB directors voluntarily sign an agreement for arbitration. This is in the real universe to protect us from frivolous lawsuits. We become like the go-to place to sue. So the arbitration agreements at least moderate the expense of lawsuits down to $20,000 or $30,000 as opposed to $150,000. So my resolution is that management and KPFK document that all management staff at KPFK have signed arbitration agreements as per the PNB resolution of 24 September 2009 and report such compliance to the LSB. That's my motion.
Okay, discussion.
Can we see the arbitration agreement?
I don't have it with me, but it's on any. I'll email
it
to anybody.
Is it a binding or non-binding arbitration agreement?
The requirement is a non-binding one. Mm-hmm. Well, that may be, but it's a requirement that they sign it. So
I'm inclined to vote in favor of your motion. However, I'd like to see it before I.
To see the agreement.
Sure. We're going to sign it. We're all going to be... Yeah.
No. We're not going to sign... it's management staff. It's not union staff. It's management staff only. That's non-union.
And PNB directors. Huh?
And PNB directors is voluntary. I'm not even making a motion about it. I'm just talking about the required one that's required as a stipulation for working. And the voluntary one, I'll bring and just encourage people to sign. So this is just for management.
Okay, I would understand the motion.
If you don't have a copy, can you at least summarize the content of the arbitration agreement?
Well, the point is that the PNB mandated that management sign it.
I got that.
And all I'm asking for is that KBFK management comply with the PNB directive, whatever they ask them to sign. But the arbitration agreement says...
Fine.
But you have a mediator and you figure out the settlement agreement.
Without objection, we'll call for a vote. All those in favor signify by saying aye. And without objection, we'll call for a vote. All those in favor, raise your hands, please.
Point of order. I think we have a request from the public to list their comments before we take a vote.
I already called for a vote.
And there's no
objection.
And we're time certain.
And all those opposed. Okay. So the motion is passed.
Great.
Abstentions. Motion
passes.
Okay.
All right.
We have. We will have to leave because we are adjourning at a time certain. We have the items, the ice rate motion.
Wait a minute. We're done.
Time certain. The closed session.
Right.
So we will pass it on to the next meeting. We're going to pass on the items below this arbitration motion to the next meeting.
And I just make a bad motion that those come up at the top.
I'm sorry. We're trying to move it on to the next. This meeting is adjourned. We're going to be in a closed. We're in a closed session now. So publicly,
of the elections that are coming up, and you have the waivers that I believe you should assign.
Well, this will be.